are up to page Kuf Samach Gimel, Halacha Gimel. Halacha Gimel. Simon Pei Halacha Gimel. It's on the second page. The second page, Halacha Gimel, in the first column, the law of saving something when it's in the line of fire. Now, v'chol zos, all of these, all of the rules that we mentioned above, the rules mentioned above that a person is allowed to save three meals in a situation where there is a fire, and the fire does not pose a danger to society, which today is kamat, non-existent, such a metzius. Fire does not pose a danger to society. We allow a person to take from the bais to the chatzar not more than three meals, even though technically there's no violation of halacha. If there was no fire, you can take from your home to the chatzar 100 meals. But now that there's a fire, it's worse. You're not allowed to take from your home to the chatzar more than three meals because in your haste and in your state of confusion, you may extinguish the fire. Now, in this situation, we're allowing you to take at least three meals, and we're allowing you to call your friends to go to shul and give a clap on the bima and make an announcement. There's a fire. Anyone who wants can come and take whatever they want. That is, of course, only going to a situation where you're going from the bayis to a chotzer, but not in a situation where you're going from the bayis to the street, because that is an isra deraisa. V'chol zos rak l'makom shumut lohitzi l'sham from the bayis to the chotzer. Av l'makom shasurim lohitzi. But to go from the bayis to a karmelis, also lahatzil shum davar. If there's no danger to life, you're not allowed to take from the home to the street not even one meal, not even one iota. It's the Rabbanan. So you're not allowed to go. It's this is the Rabbanan. You're not allowed to carry from Rishus Hayachid to a Carmelis on Shabbos. That's also. Just because there's a fire doesn't make a difference. The Chiddush is, even when you're allowed to go from Rishus Hayachid to a Carmelis, it's also also to take more than what you need because of the concern that you may come to extinguish the fire. And by the way, if you put out the fire, it's only the Rabbanan. Putting out a fire on Shabbos is not Nisa Deraisa. Putting out a fire is only Nisa Deraisa when you want to make coals. You extinguish a piece of wood in order to make a pacham. But you're putting out a fire for no purpose other than put out the fire, that's only the Samid Rabbanan. So it's amazing how chomer the Rabbanan were. We have a fire. The fire is in the bayis, and there's a chotzer. So you're going from a Rosh Hayachid to a Rosh Hayachid, and we only allow you to take out what you need for Shabbos, because we're afraid that you may come to put out a fire, which is only in the Samid Rabbanan. It's an incredible chomer. It's incredible how stringent they were.
If you don't have a ketz and you're going to the Kamlik, then you couldn't make kiddush.
You're not allowed to, no, it doesn't, so you don't make kiddush. Making kiddush is only the rabbanan.
Nice,
making kiddush al yayin is the rabbanan. Making kiddush in tefillah is deraisa. Davening Shmone Esrei is deraisa. Or if you don't daven Shmone Esrei, saying a bracha might be deraisa. But making a kiddush al hayayin or on pas, that is only midrabanan. So it doesn't matter. You're not allowed to go from a Rishus Hayachid to a Carmelis, even if you need the wine for Kiddush. Okay, so let's see for a go. The Ach Begadim, the only exception is where you take it out in a way that is permitted. Ach Begadim, Sheikhul Lul Lavsham, Mutul Lulbosh Latif, Kalmash Yachul Moitzi, Afil Lushus Rabim. But if you put on clothing, you can put on multiple layers of clothing, because every layer of clothing is considered to be Derech Malbush, and it's Mutul Poicha. You can go out into the street, take off the clothing. When it comes to clothing is an exception. Clothing is an exception. Why is clothing better than food? I don't know why. It doesn't say why. It's all built into the kind of Chazal. Chazal only strict. No, it's not klach yad. It's better than klach yad. You're wearing clothing, it's derech malbush. It's 100% mutter. But yeah, the point that I want to make is that when it comes to clothing, we allow you to take out 100 garments. You can go if you're wearing them. But when it comes to food, it's nothing more. No, but let's say you're carrying to a chotzer, which is a rishus hayachid. It's also mutter. Yet you're only allowed to take from the bayis to the chotzer three meals. You're not doing anything different by...
The food won't survive. In other words, there's a shelf life on the food.
But you're more bold.
Shelf life on the clothes.
Oh, you're saying anyway, the food's going to get spoiled.
The food will spoil.
But you're saying, Chish, let's say you'll have a salami, right? Hanging from the ceiling.
Has to be
it could sit there for another 20 years.
Not necessarily.
What?
Salami,
yeah.
Hanging salami has different casing.
Yeah.
It's a special casing that allows it to be hung.
Okay.
Regular, if you see when you buy a salami in the store and it has the plastic wrap on it, you know,
yeah,
seal,
that's not going to last. You're talking about the special. But I'm talking about, let's say you have canned goods.
Right.
You have canned goods. So you, according to the answer that you're giving, the Lundus, which makes sense, yeah, the Lundus, you can argue that when it comes to canned foods, right, which are going to last forever, it should be no different than clothing. Mm-hmm. And just like clothing,
you can. Also, you're taking it for aftershocks.
Hachana. So the clothing you also take for after Shabbos.
By clothing, there's no such rule that when you can wear it.
So food also. So maybe I want this jar of gefilte fish instead of that jar of gefilte fish.
20 jars of gefilte fish.
I could pick any one I want. There is such a halacha that I can take on multiple things because I can decide from the right. Even though I don't need them all, I can take on one of them. I don't know. Maybe you're right, but it doesn't say this. It says over here, it's a very interesting concept, and there's a difference between clothing and food. A person is much more confused when it comes to food and when it comes to clothing. Clothing is more yishuv hadas. We're not afraid that if we'll go back and forth 20 times to take out his old clothes, it'll come to extinguish the fire. But when it comes to food, we're concerned. If a person is allowed to take out all the food, he will be disturbed. His mind will not be settled and he may come to extinguish the fire. There's a greater concern.
What about other clothes?
What?
About non-clothing towels?
Non-clothing, it seems exactly. You're not allowed. It seems that you're not allowed to do only food, it said. Only food and clothing.
Smart.
Oh, we'll come to that soon. Then we're coming also other exceptions. Let's see all the halachas. There are other exceptions. But when it comes to clothing, right away, the Kitzchuk Noach gives us a heter. You can do it as much as you want. Halacha dalet. V'habatim she'en sham deleiko, el shem kroim yireim shetegia gam lohem. What about the batim, where the fire is not burning, but they're near, they're in the vicinity. V'yireim shetegia gam lohem. The fire may reach them as well. Kevan she'en einim b'chulim kolkach, since the neighbors are not in a state of bahala, panic to the same degree, they are allowed to remove mutarim lahatzil kol davar lamokum shumutarim lahatzil lasham. They have no limitation. They are allowed to take from their home to the chatzah whatever they want. There's no limitation. It's interesting. There are so many houses in the vicinity, you're not allowed to put out the fire. It's very bizarre to us. It's very hard for us to relate to. But obviously the situation is such where there's no sakana to life. Only sakana is a loss of property. So the neighbors who are not in the same state of panic are allowed to do everything that they want as long as it's in a way that is permitted. Here comes the point that you wanted to make. Let's say something that is very valuable. Let's say you have money, cash, or you have the shards vadim, you cut him af al pi shehein muktzim, a tremendous chiddush. This is really leading into the next simon. The next simon and kitzur are laws of muksa, very complicated laws. So even though you have items that are muksa, 100% muksa, Chazal lifted the restriction of muksa when it comes to saving things from a fire.
Mutter, people wouldn't listen.
They wouldn't listen. They'll put out the fire. Yeah. They'll put out the fire. So therefore, cut your losses. They cut the loss and they said, we made the issur of muksa and we have the right to lift the restriction of muksa. Mutter lahatzilon min hahefsed hagodol hapisomi. Now these are very difficult terms to define. A sudden great loss. If every person will tell you how they interpret a sudden great loss. Sudden great loss means I anticipate it's going to happen. I knew about this already last week. This might happen. That's not so sudden. You should have taken measures, steps to prevent yourself from losing. Now all of a sudden, Shabbos, you find yourself in a difficult situation. You want to call that sudden? You knew about this last week. Why didn't you prepare for this in advance? You come to the rabbi. Well, I just didn't have time. I wasn't in the mood. I was busy. I had more important things to do. So, but for me, it's sudden. I operate in a very slow time frame. So by me, a month is called sudden. For someone else, it's a moment's notice. I don't know how to define this. Kevan going deleika, or yishetef mayim, a fire, or a flood, or gezela. There are thieves in the neighborhood. There are robbers passing through the neighborhood. Al yidei mash shemanich maleim ezadavah machlum metatlim. So how do you save muksa? You're not allowed to save muksa directly. You have to do it by using the muksa as a tray, as a support for something that you're allowed to carry, like a mace. Let's say Rachman al-Islam is a mace out in the street and the sun is beating down on the mace. This is the given in the Gemara. I think they said about David HaMelech himself. When David HaMelech died, It was a hot day, a hot summer day, and he was outdoors. What?
Shabbos.
On Shavuos, he died. Right, David HaMelech. There's a legend that he died on Shavuos. It's the yard site. He was born and died on Shavuos. Doesn't say it anywhere with Farish. We know that he was born. Okay, whatever it is, but it was hot. So Shlomo asked. They sent the message to the Beis Medrash that David is out in the sun, and I think also they said the there are dogs. Is that also said the Gemara talking about the dogs? They're afraid the dogs would eat up the flesh. Was that about David, about someone else? I don't remember. And the answer is, you're allowed to put on David a kikar or a tinak, a loaf of bread or a child. And now you can use David's body as a basis to move a child or a loaf of bread. So that principle is true with regard to a deleika. If chas v'shem there's a fire or there's a need to move muksa, the ideal thing to do is to put on top of the muksa something which is permitted to be carried, a piece of food, and then use the item that's muksa as a basis to transfer the item that is mutter, and that is how you minimize the tiltal of muksa. So that's what it says over here. You must shemanich maleim deiz adav machal lo metaltem also. Also, Cain biyachad, and you carry the two things together. Avol, b'mokim acher, ain. But in a situation where there is no hefsid gadol hapesaini, a sudden great loss, ain shum heter l'taltel kain muksa. No one has a right to abuse the laws of muksa and start putting food on top of valuable items that are muksa to move them on Shabbos. Period. The yesh mekilin odio says some even more lenient. Shafilu levadim yichom lahataltel mishum d'makom hefsid gadol pesami nitche isim muksa. Some even more lenient. Chazal never instituted the laws of muksa when it comes to a hefsid meruba pesami uvulvad shlo yotzi d'makom shasum lohitzi. But one thing Chazal never allowed you to do, they never allowed you to carry from the bayis to a karmelis. They only allowed you to carry from a bayis to a chotzer, from a bayis to a bayis muksa al yidaver acher or directly, or when it comes to all the different things that we discussed. But you're never allowed to go, even though it's only nisim d'rabbanan, a person should not expand the heter to permit one to carry from the bayis to the karmelis. Halacha hey kol sifrei kodesh. Someone mentions when it comes to sifrei kodesh, then we're even more lenient. Bein shein b'ksaf, bein shein b'tfus, whether they are in writing, whether they are in print, doesn't make a difference. Even the print matzilin or some b'nei adleika can be safe. Or shadaf mayim chodoyim afil luchotzer lamavui shasurim lohoitzi l'shamach mas shloi also erev. Incredible chiddush. You can take to a chotzer and to a mavui. Okay, that's not a chiddush because there's still, it's called a reshus hayachid. It's not a karmelis. But there's another problem. You did not make an eruv chatzeros. So that's an isam midrabanan. If you have a chotzer or a mavui, it's a reshus hayachid. There are four walls, or there's a lechi and a kaira. So it's 100% the reshus hayachid. But you're not allowed to go from the bayis to these areas if you did not make the Erev Chatzeros or the Shutif Mavos. Chazal made one exception. If there's a Deleika or some type of very great Hefzid, you're allowed to carry from the Rosh Hashanah to the Chatzer. Of course, it goes without saying that they must be Misukanim, the Inyan Sheyehe Moil Eruvi Chatzeros O Sheytufi Mavos. It means there are four walls. You have a Tzur Sapesach, or you have a Lech, you have a Koyr, Chodoyme, Chodoyme. V'al Yidei Einu Yehudi Mutal. And you're allowed to go ish amiru, there's no isra amiru la'akum. Another very important yisoid. Amiru la'akum is a shavus. It's also to tell a guy to do a few malacha deraisa from different reasons. We discussed this at a great length, either because of shluchoi shal adam kemoisai, or vidaber davar, or I already forgot what was the third reason. Shluchoi shal adam, it's not, I don't remember it already. It's not Shabbistic. That's Mimotzi Chefsecha. Right? The Dabar Dover is the Dibur Shal Shabbos has to be the Dibur Shal Chol. So you're not allowed to make an instruction that involves Chil Shabbos, even though you're doing it to a guy. But it's one thing is clear, to ask a guy to do for you an Isser de Oiraisa is Osir. There's no Heter. There are exceptions. And one of the exceptions is this situation. When there's a deleika, you're allowed to ask a guy to take all the items in one's home out into the Rishus Sarabim.
Only Svarim,
right, correct. I'm sorry, only Svarim, right, correct.
What about your laptop that has...
That's a Hefzit, all, no, that's not called Svarim. No, definitely not. Electronic Svarim, definitely not. Definitely. The proof is you're allowed.
What do you have if you have ksavim? You wrote your ksavim on.
So that's a hefsa meruba. That's a hefsa meruba.
You know, if you don't do
it.
You put that is a but going into a Rishus Sarabim, asking a goy to take it to the Rishus Sarabim, so that's a real Yakum. Does he give a heter to do that? It's not so simple. That's not so simple to ask when there's a hefsid meruba and it's not l'shem mitzvah. So you're gonna tell me that it's Torah. This, the only way you're going to be able to preserve your chidushim is by asking. So therefore, this is l'shem mitzvah, and it's a hefsid meruba, and it's a shlus. So l'chayr, in this case, you'll be matter hefsid meruba will be mutter. But l'shem mitzvah, it's also l'shem mitzvah. But it's only hefsid meruba. I don't know. Maybe yes. I don't know the rules.
This is a hard kasha on the story with the hijacking.
What's the story of the hijack? I don't want to get into politics now. Okay, let's go further. Matzilin, take out sefer, imat sefer. In addition to taking out the sefer, you can take out the mantle. The tick out tefillin, imat tefillin, you take out the tick. Period. Sefer Torah, kodim la'atzil shah, swarm. Sefer Torah comes with four shah'ar swarm. Ches, kishyesh, chash, sofik, nefashos. Okay, that's halacha l'maista. When there's any small concern of nefashos, mutu l'chabos, it's likely you're allowed to extinguish the fire. L'chein, b'mekoymos, shah yisraelim, dodim bein ha'nochrim, like today. Mutu l'chbos, es adleiko, afiluhu b'beis nochri, even in a non-Jewish home. There's a fire next door by the guy, and you have a fire extinguisher, and you know how to operate the fire extinguisher. Kol hakavod, take the fire extinguisher, go out, and put out the fire. It seriously reminds me. So I remember this on our block. It was Pesach. It was the night of Pesach. Lil Shimurim. We were coming home from shul. There was a lot of garbage out in the street because the sanitation, for whatever reason, didn't come up. And there were big boxes of wood, big boxes of wood. And coming home from shul, and guess what? They're on fire. In front of someone's house, cardboard boxes are on fire. And it was a pretty big fire. But, you know, it wasn't burning down anyone's house. The cars can explode. So the person who owned the house, he said to his wife, I mean, he says, bring me here. He was a very wealthy person, this person and he said to his wife, bring me the fire extinguisher. Not everyone has a fire extinguisher in their home. Everyone should, of course, but he had. Bring me the fire extinguisher. And so I think the wife brought the fire extinguisher. And then he didn't want to put out the fire. Like, we basically said, it costs $50, the fire extinguisher. $50, and it was yeah, also, it was a Shailaf kibuy. I don't think he was the biggest Talmud Chacham, whatever. But like, I remember looking at him, I remember standing also like, is it really Kedai? Is this called a Sakana that you should put out the fire? And he was thinking more of the money. I think he felt. I don't think he was talking with Sakana.
What the of the fire extinguisher was
to recharge a year. You know, an ABC fire extinguisher,
right.
Not a water. For water fire extinguisher, you can do yourself. An ABC, which has chemicals, where you can put an electrical thing. So I remember he didn't want. I was clear. The reason why he didn't want to do it was because he didn't the money. I was more like, you know, I'm a little bit nervous here. There's a big fire. So the assessment was, how long can this thing last? This is just called carbon boxes. It's going to burn up within another minute. It's going to be gone. But you know, it flies in the air. These little things, it flies in the air. These little pieces. All right. So in the meantime, what happened? In the meantime, someone passed by in the car, and someone there said, "Can you call the fire department for us?" And indeed, like 5 minutes later, the fire department showed up, and I remember they were like. They get very, very annoyed when they come with such a fire. You had to wake us up from the firehouse and come and go through all this traffic for this. Come on, for this you could put this out. You have to call us to put this out. Just because it's your holiday, that gives you an excuse to go and disturb us. You know, they're right away. They say, you know, there can be other emergencies. We have to be on call for big emergencies. So it was such a mess all around. The guy with the fire extinguisher, is it a sakana? Is it not a sakana? Here it says, a sakana, you put out the fire.
You have time to figure out if it's a sakana or not. not a sakana.
Not necessarily. You don't even know what a sakana is. What you don't realize. You don't realize what a sakana is.
On a very windy day, embers were flying.
Oh,
from other houses were catching fire.
That's right. So you don't know. So you don't know what a sakana is. You don't know. If he would have put out the fire, I guarantee you, no Rav would have any complaint against him for giving over on kibui on Yom Tov. Kibui on Yom Tov is what? What? No one would have any complaint, but he chose not to do, and that was the story. So it's very sometimes it gets very but it says here even a beis noch, a guy, a non-Jew calls for help. There's a fire.
Hose.
What?
Nobody had a hose.
Good point. What about the hose? Why did he just take the hose from the side of the house? Maybe the hose didn't reach that far. It was all the way in the front.
It was a chamizik hose.
No. I don't know. Why didn't he take the hose? Maybe he didn't have a hose. Maybe the hose is the other side of the house. Sometimes the hose don't reach all the way to the front of the front lawn.
True.
You have to have if you have a hose. I don't know. I guess not. But remember, they brought the fire extinguisher, and like the end was, he didn't use it. All right.
Maybe it was flour in there.
Oh. Okay. So, this is what it says. I feel even a guy called Avar. So the halach is even when there's a fire. L'chem v'mukamash Yisraelim adar bein anachim mutul lichbois esadleika afilu hu bebeis nachri. Don't be machmir. V'akol lefi ho'inyan. You'll say, let the guy put out the fire. Why should I be mechal al Shabbos? Let the guy be mechal Shabbos. Let the guy do it. Here, I'll give.
You can cause Ava. The guy can say, wait, you know that there's a fire and you didn't do anything about it? What, are you stupid?
So you'll say to him, you're a baby, you can't press the button, you can't go put out the fire. There's a fire next to the non-Jewish neighbor. He comes running, you have a fire extinguisher. Yes, I do. So you bring him the fire extinguisher. You know how to operate the fire extinguisher. If you'll operate the fire extinguisher, the fire will be out in 10 seconds. He's a klutz. He'll until he figures out how to pull the pin. And to figure out, and he doesn't know how to do it. So don't sit around. Do it. Do it right away. Put it out. Oh, but let the guy do it. It's his fire. It's his problem. It's his house. It's his fire. Listen, don't play games.
Sure.
That's what it says.
Hey,
Nachnami.
There was a chayla in the house. And the doctor came and said, open the light. And he told his son, open the light. And his son didn't want to open the light. He told his younger brother, you open the light.
He had complained against him, right?
Yeah,
the Kuruch Nefesh. What are you playing games? What are you playing games? Exactly. Ein Achanami. Okay, you're allowed to put out the fire, but let's say a person was unable to control himself. This happens. A lot worse things happen in this world where people can't control themselves. And he did something in his Mechal Shabbos and only to save his Mamon, then he needs guidance, spiritual guidance, to do tshuva for his transgression. Let's look at the Shi'adim Mitzvah Bahalacha, Ois Beis. Hefsid Gadol Hapesam. What is this thing called? A Hefsid Gadol, a sudden great loss. I am Shud Harashba. Shevi Sham de Chachmi Hatzirofosim. Hitu Hatzarfas. You're allowed to take money with you because you're afraid they're going to the ruler is going to steal your money. You're allowed to be metaltel mammon. Mammon is muksa. So we learned here that when there is a hefsid gadol pesaimi, according to one opinion, there is no prohibition of muksa. You can take muksa directly to a place where you're allowed to carry, and this includes money. When you're afraid that the government they're going to inspect your home and you want to hide your money.
There used to be a rule in New York, if you had a fire in your house,
yeah,
don't let the fireman go in alone. Watch it, otherwise they'll take it.
Take your other things. Yeah. There were less scandals, 9/11. There's some very unpleasant stories where there's some firemen were busy looting instead of...
These
are not things they want you to know about.
With the Deutsche Bank underneath the World Trade Center, they looted it.
There was looting, yeah.
Later.
Who Cholek Shamalem, he disagrees. The Isser Torah, he disagrees. The Rashba, he quotes the Chochmei Hatzarfas, but the Rashba disagrees. In other words, he just says you have to make an assessment. Will the person be in a state of behilos to the degree we'll be mechal Shabbos terais? So then we allow you to carry him on. But if you're not in that point, that's the money is not that much. There's not that much money where a person will be inclined to mechal Shabbos terais. So then there is no heter to mitalpel moment on Shabbos. That's the sheet of the Rashba. The ayin b'shulchan aruch the imot sa'arniki b'shabbos also lito lafila afal pish sheyari shema yikadminu acher. Let's say you're walking on the street and you see in front of you $100 bill. Nice in the folio, right? You're walking on the street in Shabbos and there on the ground is $100. So what do you do? So it's usr.
Yes, your neighbor to punch you.
Yes, what?
Yes, your neighbor to punch you.
To punch you? You see stars and you pick it up. You know the joke. This is not a nice joke. So don't quote me on this. Okay? The tape recorder is not listening. The tape recorder is not listening to this joke. What's the joke? The joke is the Hasidim were bragging about the Rebbe. It's my Rebbe. My Rebbe is the Baal Mefes, right? What do you say? He comes to the water.
Rain.
And he goes, Shabbos. And my Rebbe is the big, he does this Mefes. And they go through all the different Mefes and the rest. My is the biggest Baal Mefes. He comes and he sees money on the street and the floor. Shabbos Ahin and Shabbos Ahin. He picks up the money. The biggest Baal Mefes. Okay, the Kain Kosav. Let's go further. So he says over here, a person that's not going to listen to us, he finds money in a carmelis. I mean, where does he find? I don't know, it doesn't really say what the case is. Okay, so I don't know the exact details. He's discussing a situation where there's a shayl of carrying muksa in a place where there is an erev, you find money. In other words, he's coming to the friendship between your money, your hard-earned money, and money that you find. Your hard-earned money, we can say you have a right to carry. When Chazal were generous and allowed you to carry muksa on Shabbos, that's your money. Because you worked for it, you sweated away for that money. But when you find money in the street, I didn't work for this money, easy come, easy go. Who says Chazal are so generous to allow you to carry muksa on Shabbos to find money? And where there's an Erev, of course, we're dealing with there's an Erev, so there's no problem of carrying. The problem is muksa. When you find money, I didn't work for it, maybe Chazal were not so generous. So he's mefalpel. He says there are different opinions in this matter. Sometimes they're not going to listen to you, so better let them do it in a way that involves less iser, because if you're not going to allow them, they might do hatzmana, which is they might do the gohol. They can do things which are a greater violation of halacha. A person finds silver in a place where there's a mechitza, where there's an erev, you're allowed to carry, because when it comes to muks, like we just don't know here, like we quoted in the Kitzah Shulchan Aruch. The showing that smooth. If you find silver, you'll have to carry it to a matter. When we call mokum kol yore shemayim, yocho is the psak a shulchan aruch. Afal al pi hagedolim shecholku al rambam. The al kolponim is a muksa. The rabban ika ayin sham. That when you find something in the street, there is an isra muksa. Even when there is an erev, and you should not be mitalpel on Shabbos and give up that money. Gimel ima sefer. You're allowed.
If you find a lost object, like say a wallet.
You find someone's wallet, so you should really you should call a guy. You're not allowed to be metalpel, it's muksa, but I guess the smart thing to do is to call a guy. Is to stand there, if you can stand there for and guard it until Shabbos is over, or to call someone who can help you. Call a non-Jew who can help you. That would obviously be there's nothing more valuable than a wallet. Can you imagine how many hours you have to go and to get a new license and your insurance cards? It's the biggest nightmare in the world. It's worth thousands of dollars. The tircha.
What's books about it? The papers.
What's some stam? It'll be money inside. There's money. So you're saying, what's the muksa? The identification cards? Are they really muksa?
No.
The identification cards. So a driver's license. So it's an identification. Why should it be muksa? You're right, I don't know, luchar or not. Okay, Bali Nedir, we're coming to the laws of Muksa. So Bali Nedir, we're going to spend a lot of time on the laws of Muksa. Hopefully we'll come across some of these things.
Between paper money and coins.
No difference. No difference whatsoever. No difference. Money is money.
I heard paper
money should be different than coins? No. Same thing.
Yeah.
Okay, believe that we're coming soon to laws of mukh, so believe that we're going to spend some time on this. Okay, let's go further. We learned that you're allowed to carry the tik im ha-sefer, ayin beber hetev. V'chein klas v'shulchan aruch ha-goyin rav shlom zalman. D'mot u'loim ala'akum l'chabos v'mei ha-svarim, you're allowed to tell the goy to put out the fire. Okay, that's pasha. You can take away, tell the goy to carry and do a melacha d'araisa. Carrying in the reshus harabim is a melacha d'araisa. Putting out a fire is only a shvus. It's a midrabanim, so certainly a shvus to shvus. Telling a goy to put it out is certainly going to be motor. V'ayin b'miskeres ha-shulchan, d'lefid ze evshel l'hamsi heter achshav, loim ala nachu l'chabas ha-leka b'mei ha-mezuzos shekvulim b'bayi b'yis Yisrael. Unbelievable chiddush. That since every bayis has a mezuzah, interesting chiddush, so if chas v'shalom, there's a fire, even a place where there's no danger to life, the fact that there's a mezuzah saves, allows you to tell a goy to put out the fire, because the shvus of putting out the fire to save the mezuzah. You have an ir hanidachas. Ir hanidachas is exempt if there's one mezuzah. The whole city has one mezuzah, then there's no halach of ir hanidachas. Every single person can be living with a zara, and there's a mezuzah, you don't destroy the city because you're not allowed to destroy the Shem Hashem. In other words, it's never, as Chazal say, it never happened.
This is what we're saying. Even the Chilayim put on mezuzahs.
So it shouldn't be in Yerni Dachas. Right. It's going a little bit too far.
You know, there's that saying, you can't call a Yid Yimach Shemai, because we say the mitzvah of Chalitza is Shelo Yimach Shemai.
Right.
So not a saying, you can't call a, let's say, a Mafai Kibbutz, Yimach Shemam, because if there's one mezuzah, it's already,
okay, that
you can't destroy it.
Dvarim shoot him, at least intellectually. When it comes to the emotion, I don't know if you can control yourself. Okay, let's go further. You can't take them because they're nailed into the wall. Taking down the mezuzah, so now we have a solution. Why you allowed to tell a good prayer of the fire when there's no loss of life? Because of the mezuzahs. Dalid, mutter lichbar sadleika. Dal halacha dal was when there's a chash of sakonis nefashos. It goes without saying that you allowed to pray the fire even when the fire is in the home of a non-Jew. Ayin b'shut b'samim roish. Tehechi sheyesh lachash lenezek aguf. Gam b'loy sakonim mutter lichbar. Forget about sakonis nefashos. Just nezek aguf. Smoke. Inhalation. Even that alone is enough in order to put out the fire. Avayin v'hagoyis marsham shehevi meshut zera emes shetzidei d'bikivu yaidei alidei shipritzim shemakalchim mayim l'mrachayk, a fire extinguisher alidei shemaniyim kam anoshim Habarzel, the mayim oilim derech atzina, they would pump water from a well to have a ram kibui. So you put the hose in position, and now you go to the well and you start pumping. So you're doing it derech grama. So the umikol
and now you're saying you're not actually putting putting it out with the water.
But the pumping.
You're preparing the area around
it. No, that's a different case. Let's say you put the hose right in front of the fire, and now you pump. So the pumping is an indirect action to bring up the water from the well into the pump. That's mutter. Davirak gram kibui. Now I don't know what this stands for. What does the mention mean? What it stands for? I do not know what that means.
What about kamon nashim? Does that mean anything? Because shnayim shasu. Is that what?
Oh, so you want to say it's another reason shnayim shasu? Maybe just they take turns. It's very hard labor to do. They take turns. Okay, I don't know.
Mishas, Baba Mitzia.
What? Mishas, Shabbos, Taf, Kuf, Chof. Umuchach, the Grama, Shari, Afilu, Avil, Mishas, and Baba Kama. Muchach, Lehebuch, the Asus, have a student in the Gemara. The Hello, the Hechid, the Hamaisel, and Asim, Yad, El Achach, it's not immediate, there's a delay. You have this delay, like having even electricity, you have such a thing, the plumbing. Yesh, Litzadeid, the Gam Kevitz Mutter, Litzadeid. The gam kevon shnasai de kama noshim, like you mentioned before, havle legabi kolecha v'yachal kizeni yachal v'zeni yachal, kama shkasa b'taisis, avol deliver it's mutter. Al b'shusi avol b'shut, shus yakov, kasa the grama also b'shabbos, a grama is also b'shabbos. V'yayim b'shut, shalom eishav, shkasa sham de im nasa dover b'oifin zesh, shabavada yachal kach nasa v'locha, havle kebo b'vasachas, that if you're going to do something in a way where afterwards it's for sure going to happen, even though the process, you know, it's a lumbus in the din of grama. The din of grama is where it's not a guarantee that it's going to happen, but when you're doing something which is indirect, your indirect action will definitely result in something happen, that is not called a halacha grama, and he holds that as osir. Ayin la'el sheirachti b'zeh, I explained this to this different opinions regarding this matter. The ayin baruch haschayim hachodesh hevi misevik kerem shleimo, the imnafel nero oinitza, it's alamapa, l'yochol le Nara, you're allowed to shake it. She'ein mechavel mechabes rak lemnoyish lo yalek hamapa. You're allowed to shake the candle away from the table because you're not having kavana to put it out. Your kavana is shtav shem eschavin that the mapa, the tablecloth of the sheet should not get on fire. Mashkasav hu mimashkasav hu mimashkasav shochanarch betalish achas bayar. You're allowed to put water around the sides to prevent it from spreading to spreading. Okay, but out heavy sham shame shut the sum rosh, the mutu lichbois biodayim nitzite shenafel ala mapa, a nitzites, a spark, for lechas or a dayin, kevin shain by mamish. Nitzites, he had this in many principles, nitzites ain by mamish. If nitzites fall on a tray, you can move the tray on Shabbos because it's not called muksa. A nitzite is not as a muksa item with regard to the bosses, to the support. So here as well, you can put out a spark, putting out a spark with your fingers, it is not a dove shame by mamish, that's not called kibbutz. For a shaykh by inyan asiyas pachmin, a nitzite is too small to be considered a coal. The gam, hamachmirim, yesh loimar, demoid, b'mokam, pseido, even those that are machmir, they're putting out a spark, maybe osir, but here when there's a loss involved, they also agree that you can be makel. Fadaf, koidem, shachaz, boy, ha'ar, and of course, you only can put it out before it catches fire. But once an object has caught fire, already then you are in a situation where you're not necessarily allowed to put it out unless it's a sakana. Vesayim, b'shem, agoyim, marsham, the tzarachin, im, lismich, hazeh, if you're allowed to put out a spark on Shabbos. V'yayim, b'shud, parashas, mordechai, b'shachas, am, sefer, shal, gedol, מה שקרס בעניין אז הפסד בעניין a sefer with regard to Besam Rosh, which says in the sefer Besam Rosh. Okay, a lot of these things are now Yelach Lemais, because we know Besam Hazed, that anytime there's any chash fire, we are very naked, we put our fires very quickly. Shana chashon li l'day sakana. All right, we will stop here with the laws of Ritzicha. Rechitza. Rechitza. Take a 2-minute break, and then we'll discuss a few things on the parasha, and then we'll have a mincha.